Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Facebook is proposing a unique private-public partnership with Samtrans to create commuter rail service across the Dumbarton Bridge. Joining us live in studio this morning, KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, good idea or bad idea?
Interesting idea, and it shows a lot about where the Bay Area is going, or at least trying to go. What we're talking about here is Facebook, the huge behemoth of tech, and they have their campus in Menlo Park and in the peninsula, and a lot of them have to cross the Dumbarton Bridge, which is pretty backed up. I don't know how it's doing this morning, but it can be a grind, especially if you're coming in from the Oakland or the South area and then having to cross it. Long story short, there's a 1910 old railway bridge that's been sitting there. And Samtrans has been looking at it a long time with the idea of making it a crossing for rail, possibly for buses as well. But they never had the money. And now Facebook is sort of stepping up and saying, maybe we can partner with this. What makes it unique is that one of the biggest things that keeps things like Second Crossing or new rail lines or even new roads going into the Bay Area is just trying to find a place to put them. Yeah. And this would provide that place to put them. And that could change. So it's not something, far-fetched down the line that you would see a face train.
It opens up a really interesting conversation about sort of corporate responsibility versus corporate need. Let's not kid ourselves here. Facebook wouldn't be having this conversation, probably, if it wasn't for the fact that they need qualified human beings to work in their buildings. And right now, given the way the Bay Area is, where do those qualified human beings live and where are the buildings?
Exactly. Now, let's take it a step further, because Stan is absolutely right. Who would have thought maybe 20 years ago if we said that Menlo Park is going to be one of the biggest factory towns in the Bay Area? You'd go, what, are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
exactly.
East Palo Alto.
Right. You'd have said, no, the Toyota plant's over in Fremont. Mm-hmm. But these are tech factories. But it's the same thing. People got to go where they got to go. And 20 years ago, if I would have said to you, San Francisco is going to be a bedroom community for the suburban tech community in Menlo Park,
Sunnyvale,
all those places, you'd have looked at me and go, live in the suburbs and you commute to the city. That's reversed. Marin, workers are pouring into Marin from the East Bay every day, creating terrific backups because they lack workers in Marin. So that's creating a whole new traffic pattern. Stan, people don't go where the planners say they're going to go, and the business doesn't go where the planners say it should go. It goes where it wants to go, and then we play catch up with it.
Well, and increasingly, this is an issue, right? If you're Facebook or if you're Entercom Communications trying to hire somebody to work here in this building, you've got to know that the person you want to hire can afford to live, will put up with the commute to get to the job that you're offering. I mean, these are real-world issues for employers and employees in the Bay Area.
And they are. And we also, a little while ago, we talked about, it was earlier reported about the exodus of people from the Bay Area. Okay, but people are coming in as well. We also took a look at some of the top cities for business and for careers. And what we had, five of them in the top, Sacramento, San Jose, San Francisco, and now Stockton and Oakland are all emerging as these top, in Forbes lists, top 200 cities in the nation. And they're all here in the Bay Area. So we're starting to hub out, okay? Because now people live, family lives in Fremont, one maybe works up in Oakland, the other maybe across the bay in the peninsula. Somebody's in Hayward. One might be working in San Ramon, the other one might be someplace else. So the old idea of everybody coming into one place and leaving another place is gone. And so that now you have people out there actually looking at those old railway lines or old anything else out there where there's a place to put something, they're going to put it. And don't be surprised if that face train doesn't turn into a merge with the ACE train, and so that you have things coming all the way from Modesto into San Jose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.